hello to her. Her name is Sheen Xiao, and welcome to the Internet Advisor, Sheen. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
Sheen is, her title is High Tech Product Management and Marketing Executive for Early and Growth Stage Companies. It's a mouthful.
Yeah, mouthful.
And the company is called Einstein. It's clever spelling of that, by the way.
Thank you. We thought so too.
A-I-N-S-T-E-I-N. So it's harkening back to Einstein, but also recognizing AI as a critical part of your company, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we develop very, very smart sensing solutions for not only for cars, but also for drones, UAVs. So we're very AI-focused.
Okay, you know, one of the things I want to do before we get too far into this, and Ed has been good at catching me on this and casting as well. What would you give me a definition of what AI is, or artificial intelligence?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good question. I think if you ask different person, there are different definitions. In my mind, I always wanted to explain things in a very easy, like common people way. So artificial intelligence essentially is using machine, try to mimic human, like the way human sees. And We try to make machine to be able to see just like human as well, and thinking like a human. So I would say artificial intelligence, a lot of it's just that.
It's a challenge, a real challenge.
Mm-hmm,
I understand that the man who started Einstein was a professor at Kansas?
Yes.
Is it KU, Kansas State University?
Yeah, University of Kansas.
University of Kansas,
right.
Pardon me. I know.
Yeah.
The basketball team.
Yeah. UK. Yeah, he was a professor there for a number of years. Mm-hmm. He had been brought in from China because of his skill in this area.
Yeah.
And then he decided to go out and use those skills to create his own company.
Right. Yeah. So before I joined the company, I didn't know this myself. Actually, University of Kansas is one of the top radar knowledge center in the U.S. So that's actually one of the reasons the company is based in Lawrence, Kansas.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where the talents are, and that's why we're based in Kansas.
It's fascinating, guys. I was told that there are three major development centers for AI in the United States. One is MIT, and then on the West Coast, it's
Caltech.
And then Kansas.
Right, for especially around radar technologies, we are certainly one of the top three.
That's fascinating. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the company developed out of that, right?
Yes.
You know, and that's what's strange is when you said that that a lot of the vision technology for the automobiles, that this company is dealing with radar as opposed to most companies you're hearing about LIDAR and other types of vision, well, you're focusing on radar.
Right, right.
Okay.
A key reason for that is radar technology has developed to the point where it become very small. So it's very portable and fit into cars or drones very easily. And when I talk to other people, when they talk about radar, they always thought about, oh, it's a weather radar?
Yes, exactly.
That's gigantic disc.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think of bats. So I'm wondering if we're going to be driving down with radar in the cars and have a flock of bats following us.
Well, that's different. That's echolocation. Now, come on.
Okay, I stand corrected.
So that's why radar, another huge advantage is it actually cut through really poor weathers like snow, rain, foggy conditions. And if you look at several technologies that everybody's looking at for self-driving autonomous cars, essentially you are looking at three or four, right?
Okay, what are the three again?
Yeah, so camera.
Okay.
LIDAR.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you probably heard most.
Yeah, which is laser-based.
Right? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and optical-based. And then radar.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, those are top three that are really popular. And I would say must-have for self-driving cars. And for radar, is the importance really comes in poor weather conditions.
Yes.
Which makes sense. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I noticed with Einstein, your company, is that it is already involved in a number of fields, and maybe we can talk about that after the break as we get going in our conversation here.
Right.
Let me just remind the folks who are tuning in right now that we're talking with our guest, Xin Qiao. She is with Einstein, which is a company that is based, actually, the headquarters is here in Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas. Yep. And you have offices in Beijing, which is, I'm going to talk about that a little bit when we come back. But you're already very much involved in a number of other fields, such as the drones.
Right.
And I saw security as well.
Correct.
Home security.
Yes.
Okay. We'll talk a little bit more about it as we come back with that. There's a lot to talk about today as we're talking about this is technology that's already here, part of our lives. And as a matter of fact, you might not have been aware of it, but it's been helping you in lane changes and in braking and all sorts of stuff. And, well, this is technology that's already at work for us. We're going to continue talking about that in just a minute with Xin Qiao, who is with Einstein. We'll be back with the Internet Advisor in just a moment. Welcome back to the Internet Advisor. Gary Baker with us way down in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale. Gary, good to have you along for the ride as well.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I've got my radar going here on the boat, but since I'm sitting here in the marina, it's not all that helpful.
It's not that helpful. Yeah, Gary, you were, I know, have been to the charity preview for many, many years. And did you miss it this year, not being able to come up for the gala?
You know, I did. There's lots of things I'm missing out on. Obviously, I'm replacing them with things that happen down here, like the boat shows that I don't get to go to when I'm up there. You know, you miss the gala, and I missed the auto show this year. And so, you know, I've been living vicariously through the online experience, like most of us do, for the
yes.
to actually get there. So.
Absolutely. And Xin Qiao is with us from Einstein, and we're talking about AI or... artificial intelligence is one of the ways of putting it. There are so many questions that I have for you about the company itself, but Gary, I wanted to make sure that you had a chance to ask a question as well, if you do.
Well, I noticed that that you weren't really focused on the marine market, and radar's been a big part of the marine market for years.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts about getting in there, or is that just too mundane now to address it?
It sounds like I'm speaking to my investors. So that's a very good question, because that's one of the reasons our founders decided to leave academic and coming to a business world, because there are so many applications that radar can apply to. Like you mentioned, marine certainly is one of the areas that radar was very useful, because it goes extremely far distance and again cutting through rough environment and works perfect in dark environment. Then as a company, we need to really focus on what we do best, which is high performance radar in very compact form factors. And for marine applications, to have that long distance, you need to be there are moving parts using different technology, and also form factor is much bigger. And
yes, I would imagine. Right.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons we decided to focus on very compact and high performance radars instead of playing in different field.
I gotcha.
Also, I think if our radar in marine applications, we don't have to be accurate to 3 meters or even 3 feet.
Right.
boy, if you get that close to another boat, you're in real trouble.
Yeah, you don't need radar.
You need the Coast Guard at that point.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question. So you have artificial intelligence,
yes,
and you're also talking about radar. How are the two used for, in our driving experiences, mm-hmm, to protect us?
Right.
You know, how do the two fit together? I mean, I have an idea, but I'd like to hear your definition of...
Right, yeah, fantastic questions. So artificial intelligence, again, you can interpret it in so many different ways. And in my mind, is you already seeing some of the artificial AIs in cars right now and associated with radar. For example, I think a lot of us have cars with cruise control.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially is using either radar or camera as a way to monitor the distance between your car and the cars in front of you or surround you, and keep that healthy distance, and the computer within the car actually thinking and decide if that distance is too close for you,
mm-hmm,
and for your safety reasons, and either brake for you or give you alarm, kind of reminds you got to keep a healthy distance.
One of the other things I experienced recently, I was driving a late model, I think a 2018 Acadia,
mm-hmm,
one of the big ones. I had rented it at one point. And I know that had all sorts of bells and whistles on it.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly I heard something going beep, beep, and it was to remind me that there was somebody in my blind spot.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of ways in which, mm-hmm, we have this technology,
right,
that's at work for us,
mm-hmm,
in the cars. But one of the key things, it sounds like, Sheen, mm-hmm, is that it has to be small enough and low powered enough,
exactly,
that it can work well with what's there and not have to be a big bulky piece that you add, mm-hmm, to,
well,
it.
One of the other things when we're going to electrified vehicles is, you know, we want to get as many miles as, mm-hmm, we can drive in the car. 250 would be great.
Precisely.
But if you're using all that for all the different computers on, mm-hmm, the vehicle, you're going to reduce how far you can drive with these vehicles. So,
right,
smaller is better.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly. I'm sure that's one of the things your company is focusing on.
Right. Yeah. Very low power consumption. That's, mm-hmm, a hard requirement for our sensors. And the other thing is... has to be small so that it fit, right, into the car. Nowadays, I don't know about you guys, but I really care about how my car looks.
Oh, sure.
That's kind of part of my appearance.
Sure. Yeah, right.
I don't want a bulky or some kind of sensor has to be sit on top of my car.
Yeah, right.
Right? So it has to be hidden somewhere in a headlight or corner somewhere. You just... cannot be seen.
Right.
That's the requirement.
Right.
That's
right.
Why our sensor, our design is very small.
Yep.
So that it can be easily put anywhere around the car.
Well, the other thing with radar that I would speculate is as opposed to LIDAR and with the artificial intelligence, you're driving down the road and you have a snow squall that blows in front of you. It's like a wall. We've all experienced it.
Yeah.
One type of radar or LIDAR might interpret that one way and apply the brakes. And then your anti-skid would kick in, where a radar would actually penetrate that and be able to tell the density of it and say that's nothing that we should brake at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where also I would speculate that the artificial intelligence comes in as well.
Okay.
Is comparing these. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You get a salesman here, I think.
Yeah.
There you go.
You are hired.
But it would also be able to detect those devices and those obstructions in the driving range through the snow or what have you as well.
Yes.
And you mentioned this before, Sheen. A lot of this is looking forward to self-driving cars.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big thing right now with Planet M and the whole... complex that we have out in Ypsilanti.
Yeah, fantastic point. So the other actually more important looking forward is what AI can do around sensors. And what we really focus on is 3D radar and AI radars. And that's the technology actually can bring a performance very similar to LiDAR, but can penetrate snow, weather,
and
poor visibility conditions.
Wow.
So that's actually what we really focus on. And we've seen very significant performance and very promising.
That's exciting to hear. I also noticed that you were involved in the drone business. Einstein is involved in drones. Are those military drones? On the site, there's a picture of some of the military drones.
Right. We heavily invest in commercial drones. And so it's kind of different from the typical DJI drone you saw in Best Buy or anywhere. But we focus more on business-oriented commercial drones.
Right.
And those drones tend to be a key asset for companies, much more expensive. That's yes. why our technologies can help those drones to not hit the wall.
Right.
And be able to fly autonomously.
Wow.
Flying out of sight. So that's what we can do for them.
That word autonomously sounds like it's going to be a really key part of looking forward to the future.
Absolutely.
I'm just curious about one thing. I noticed that your headquarters are in Kansas, right?
Yes, that is correct.
And what I find interesting about that is that essentially this is a Chinese company, but you've chosen to make your base here in Kansas rather than in Beijing, where you have an office.
Mm-hmm. Right. It definitely is a Chinese invested company. It is a U.S.-based, U.S. company, but with investors coming from China, different part. It is an interesting phenomenon, I would say, because when I came to the States 20 years ago, and it's you saw U.S. companies having offices in China. And nowadays, you have Chinese investing company headquartered in U.S. So it just, boy, what the last 10, 15 years has changed us.
Yeah, incredibly so. Sheen, I want to thank you very much for being with us. Sheen Chiao, you've had a busy week, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Time for you to relax a little bit, because this last week with Automobility has been a big one for you with, you know, looking for customers.
Right.
And dealing with them.
Yeah. It has been a really productive week.
Good.
Yeah. We saw a lot of interest about our technologies and how different OEMs and suppliers can incorporate our technologies in their modules and what they provide. So it has been very exciting. And there are certain customers we expected to speak to, but also there are certain customers that kind of surprised us.
That's nice.
Great.
Those are nice phrases.
And you know, from my standpoint, the internet gives us the ability to collaborate with the automotive industry here in Detroit.
Right.
And, you know, I'd love to have Sheen and Jason, our guests from last week from
Vectorform,
room for an hour and watch that discussion.
We'll have to see if we can arrange that. Sheen, thank you so much for being with us. Sheen Chiao from Einstein. And we're going to take a pause for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk with a meteor hunter, Daryl Pitt.